WTAW News Time is 8:04, 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan, next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. It took almost 11 hours, but an aggravated kidnapping suspect is in custody, and the victim is being treated. College Station police first asked for the public's help in finding Kevin Garcia at 8 yesterday morning. Investigators said the 55-year-old clerk at Drew's Exxon at University by the bypass was forced into his pickup at 2:45 a.m., and the suspect drove away. At 1:30 yesterday afternoon, the suspect, identified as 36-year-old Nathaniel Tillery of College Station, was taken into custody in the Fort Worth-Tarrant County area. In a press release, officials did not detail Garcia's exact condition, but said both he and his vehicle had been found and he was being cared for by emergency medical personnel. Tillery is currently being held in Tarrant County Jail on $520,000 bond. He's charged with robbery, kidnapping, and assault. Brazos County records show Tillery has been arrested here 16 times in the past 18 years. The city of Bryan is looking to raise funds by selling treated wastewater to private parties. Rafael Pena weighed in on the topic at last week's regular meeting.
Just looking into the water we have available to us and that wastewater, from my understanding, we have the option to sell right now because as is, I believe someone's, I don't know if someone else is selling the wastewater we have going downstream. So if the city can make some money, and from my understanding, a lot of money, why wouldn't we try to make the city as much money as possible so that we can fund some projects?
Pena suggested these projects come from the CIP or Brazos Transit District. He went on to say, quote, more money is always a good thing. The College Station City Council approved an exception allowing existing commercial signs in Welburn without requesting a zoning change. Principal Planner Jennifer Prohaska says the areas annexed in Welburn in 2011 had some existing commercial properties along Welburn Road.
Because those properties are zoned rural, they cannot receive a permit for an attached commercial sign at this time unless they seek rezoning.
Prohaska was asked if this included billboards, but she says this is only dealing with attached signage. With more than 11 inches of rain this year and temperatures rising, mosquito season has begun. Medical entomologist Mark Johnson says we get two different types of mosquitoes.
The first type is what they call a floodwater mosquito. And those are the ones that emerge in very large numbers right after a rain event. Usually they start coming into town about 5 to 7 days after that particular rain event, and they occur in very large numbers. They're basically like instant mosquitoes. You just add water and you get mosquitoes.
Johnson says later we get standing water mosquitoes attracted to water which has gone stagnant.
Those are usually our disease-type mosquitoes. We start to see more and more of them as the summer goes along, and they tend to peak during the late part of spring and through the summertime.
For tips on mosquito-proofing your house and preventing bites, you can go online to WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 62 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. More news at 8:30. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that starting March 1st, your registration will serve as a combined proof of inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. You could do that at our Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Rally Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryant Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Congratulations to the two teams from Thunder Elite on their NCAA national titles. These award-winning Thunder Elite teams will be competing at the Summit All-Star Cheerleading Championship in Orlando, Florida, May 1st through May 3rd. Please come out to the TAP Saturday, March 21st, and support the Senior Level 2 team, Fusion, for the Thunder Elite Fusion Catfish Fry from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Raffle tickets will be available. See you at the TAP for good food, a good time, and a good cause. The Thunder Elite Fusion Fundraiser.
8:09, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair. For over 29 years, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Considerable cloudiness today. There'll be some showers and thunderstorms moving in. Some may produce heavy downpours, highs near 75. Showers and thunderstorms taper off tonight, lows near 60. Lots of clouds tomorrow. There could be a shower during the day, high 75 to 80. Scattered showers are possible tomorrow night, low 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms Friday afternoon. Highs on Friday anywhere from 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. The Mayor Barry will join us in a minute. Now, normally we visit with Senator Schwertner on Wednesday. We needed to move that to tomorrow because he has health and health science committee meeting this morning. Actually, higher ed is going on this morning, and that's tuition revenue bonds being discussed. We were going to have John Rainey on, but he's in those meetings this morning, so we'll move John to Thursday as well. So we'll have both a state rep and a state senator with us tomorrow. Bill Flores will be with us tomorrow.
Mr. Rainey, by the way, my old boss.
Is that right? Did you work
for worked. I worked at the bookstore for 3 years.
Get out of here.
Get out of town.
Man, no. So that's, you know, so you'd run back and find the books and bring them up? Is that how that worked?
Yeah, somewhat. Basically, yeah. I was just the muscle, you know. I lifted heavy objects. And actually, you get a pretty good workout, especially working for Mr. Rainey. He puts you to work for sure.
Well, again, that there was a time, and you know, you go way back, but there was a time, and that's what, you know, you'd go in with your book list, and then they'd have folks who'd run to the back of the store where they stacked all the books, and right there with his store and Lupo's right next door to each other, and then University Co-op book, a university bookstore was a little bit farther down. All in that one block where the where the Potbelly sandwiches are right now. Mm-hmm. I think there was a bookstore there, too.
So, I think about books from every single bookstore in town at some point or another.
Again, and of course, it's a culture that's changed. There's all sorts of ways to get them now and contracts where you can just get them online. Don't even have to carry them around anymore.
By the way, Scott, you mentioned the old Lupo's. Real quick, anybody who's on board with me, get in contact with me, Zach@BrianBroadcasting.com. I want to lease that out. Of course, I don't have any money.
Okay, all right. So you need. So we need a GoFundMe thing here.
Right,
is that it?
Exactly.
Okay, all right. Here we go.
I need somebody with some money, but I'll be up the front, and I'm going to open the world's first two-story Waffle House on Northgate, open 24/7. Can you imagine
a two? You know that sounds like a that the concept is great because you know McDonald's opened a two-story McDonald's, and now there are many of them, and there's one. Just off of I think Westheimer in Houston, and that's, you know, that's kind of a cool thing the first time you see your two story whatever it is. But I mean, when it comes to Waffle House,
I thought the IHOP was a dump until I went into a Waffle House. Wow, they're not even trying in there. Now, if you've never been to a Waffle House, just imagine a gas station bathroom that sells waffles. I love Waffle House. It's the people in there. It's like a white trash convention. I've seen a gun 5 times in my life. 3 of them have been in Waffle House. It's definitely a dangerous feel to them. You know, even the Waffle House sign looks like a ransom note. There's always a letter out. Occasionally it'll be the W, so it'll read Awful House. Their slogan should be, it's 2 a.m., still time to make one more bad decision.
Okay, is that the Waffle House you're talking about?
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know we're the only SEC town or town in the SEC that doesn't have a Waffle House.
I can't imagine how they let us sneak into the conference without a Waffle House.
That should have been a requirement.
Well, Mayor Barry will join us in a few minutes, and I'll ask her if there's any kind of a directive to try to get a Waffle House in here if we possibly can.
The first person you need, Zach, is someone who's worked at a Waffle House.
Yeah, because you have to work there for, what, 2 years in order to own one?
Or do what? Yeah.
Yeah, it's a requirement.
Y'all, man. They got rules.
You have to prove you can handle that kind of atmosphere.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
I thought the IHOP was a dump until I went into a Waffle House. Wow, they're not even trying in there.
I mean, so it takes 2 years of knowing of not trying.
They don't just paint that grease on the wall. It's got to get there.
That's right. It's got to build up. It's got to be there. It's got to be thick. Anyway, we got away from, we were talking about strange ways to pay for things earlier when we got sidetracked.
Sorry about that.
No, it's fine. You can now send money directly to your friends over Facebook Messenger.
Mm-mm. I saw that.
CNN reports the company announced the new feature yesterday to send money. You'll just tap the dollar sign button at the bottom of the Messenger conversation and enter an amount. Now, wait a minute. Really? After clicking pay, the money is transferred. A PIN number can be added. My thought is a PIN number should be added.
Uh-huh.
For extra security, the service is free, but a debit card is required the first time it's used.
Okay, so when things are free, you have to ask yourself, what benefit is it to the company?
Right.
They want your card on file. They're not going to use it.
No.
But you will pay for more things once you have that card on file.
Well, because then all you have to do is touch the key. That's
authorize.
It.
Authorize.
Yeah. The messenger payments feature will only be available in U.S. America to start and only supposed to be used between friends and does not work with credit cards or PayPal. It'll be rolled out over the next few months. See, again, one more thing that people can look for. A tech-savvy thief could go in there and do that.
Especially if you do it on your phone, and you got to download the app on there, too. I don't know if it's available on your phone or not. But
well, and you know, and then again, if you don't report your phone stolen, tell me, is this feasible that somebody steals it, adds a person as a friend on Facebook, and then sends them money, and then that's it? How do you recapture that money? Because then all you do is crush the phone, and how do you recapture the money? Dad, you mean a radio dude in Bryan College Station came up with that, and they didn't think of it?
And he still runs XP.
Yeah.
See, that's what you're actually, even though XP may have some of the older exploits that, you know, makes it unsafe, I think maybe hackers will just eventually forget about it and say, clearly no one with any amount of money.
I think you're exactly right. I think that's safe. By the way, we'll have a story later on. I think version 10 will be out soon.
Yeah,
I have a story
soon.
About that. Okay, in the meantime, yes.
Oh, I was just going to say, that's a pretty legitimate security method called security through obscurity.
Yes, I like that. In the meantime, Nancy Berry here to answer the burning question, when are we going to get a Waffle House here?
A great question.
Yeah.
I don't know.
My thought is, you know, the entrepreneurial spirit is alive and well here in College Station and Bryan as much as any place in Texas. It would seem like somebody would be ready to take the plunge and bring the Waffle House in here.
Yeah. I thought it was part of the SEC requirement.
Yeah, yeah.
But as far as I know, there are no plans in College Station to build one.
So, and there are no financial inducements that you're looking for?
No, we do not give financial inducements to restaurants or retail.
Because my thought is, if you come in and you say, I'm going to give you this many jobs, you know, I mean, you go in and you make the pitch just like you would to RVP.
It was about a decade ago that I went to the off-brand one that just said pancakes over on University.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The off-brand Waffle House. The generic house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I don't know. Could we do that? Could we take that to RVP? Probably not.
No,
Research Valley
so.
Partner. Yeah, probably not. Okay.
I think the number and the pay scale is not reach the level of.
Yeah, you're probably
RVP,
right. You know, because you're not. You say I'm going to bring in I'll have a payroll of upwards of $50,000 a year here. So there.
They eat too, don't they?
Yeah. Do I know?
They eat too, don't
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they do. But
okay,
still,
right.
Anyway. While we're talking about that, let's switch gears and talk a little bit about Safety City. This is something that y'all have put together. Kind of like to get your thoughts on what the plan is for Safety City and why you decided to do that.
Well, we have not decided to do anything.
Excuse me, you got a presentation.
We
That's
had
right.
a presentation about Safety City. They had asked for property near Beachy Park. And there's some problems with that property. One, a lot of it's in floodplain, and the other, it's within 1,000 feet of an active gas well.
Yeah.
And when we passed our oil and gas ordinance, we said no 1,000 feet distance to schools and playgrounds and the like. So that's problematic. They're going to have to raise about $4 million. They want a facility and the buildings would be 5/8 scale, so kind of a mini city. And so the city's not interested in creating any more operating and maintenance expense, so they'd have to have an endowment that would have to pay for that.
So that doesn't sound really like it has, at least in your view, that that's something that's going to be able to happen on that scale?
It could, and there could be other land that's available. But they've got a lot of work to do before the city's going to lease them land.
Have you considered selling that piece of property or doing something else with it, maybe putting ball fields or something like that?
Well, adjacent to it, now this is not in Beachy Park, it is next to. In Beachy Park is going to be the new Fun for All playground.
Right.
And so they were hoping that they could perhaps use some of the parking lot as well to go through Fun for All to reach the Safety City. But that's yet to be determined.
Sure. One of the news stories we have today, Jennifer Prochaska had made a presentation to you about y'all are kind of fast-tracking signs in Welburn to help out as far as development out there is concerned, and that's probably a move in the right direction.
Yeah. We are basically grandfathering in the signs that were already there and to make it part of the Welburn plan.
Sure. Let's talk a little bit about the College Station's agreement with Brazos County and the Municipal Utility District that you've got going.
We approved the Municipal Utility District for this is property that where the Speedway is.
You know, we had talked about that. I guess it's interesting. For us in the general public, it kind of popped up. Was this something that you knew was going to, because I think Bill Mather said that June 15th is going to be the last day that they're going to be racing out there. Did that come as a surprise to you?
We knew that he was moving ahead with the subdivision. It's called Southern Point, and it's going to be about 1,400 homes plus commercial. He's been working on it for over a year. We did not have a date for, you know, the stopping of the races at the Speedway. And he apparently is going to demolish it shortly thereafter.
Now, what does that do as far as the city is concerned? Obviously, with any developer, you have certain levels that you want them to have that infrastructure.
Right. Now, this is in the county. It's not in the city, but it will be in the city at some point. And so part of the development agreement, which is what he signs to be able to access city services, is he'll have to follow the building codes, the sign regulations, non-residential architect standards, off-street parking requirements, have to do landscaping requirements, and have to do a traffic impact analysis. All of those are part of what's called the development agreement. And then at a certain point when the subdivision is built out a certain amount, it'll automatically annex into the city. It won't be a petition. It's so when people buy property out there, they know that at some point in the life of that house, it's going to be part of the city.
Sure. Well, and again, that will bring full circle for those of us who've lived here a while, how exciting it was that Texas World Speedway opened, and now that land is going to kind of be repurposed into something that'll be another pod of a pretty good-sized subdivision.
Yeah, and it'll be a planned community.
Yeah, and I'm guessing we'll talk to folks from the school district, but I'm thinking that might be an opportunity there for them as well.
Yeah, and we part of the development agreement is that we have the option to buy 2 acres for a fire station, future fire station.
Again, could be important stuff,
yeah,
too. Blanche Brick is going to join us on Friday, and I know one of the things that Council Member Brick is excited about talking about is transportation. And I guess as it stands right now, you're about 3 weeks away from hearing from a presentation from the Brazos Transit. They've already been to Bryan. Do you see that there's some things going on to maybe lay groundwork of expansion there?
Yes. We had I serve on the city's transportation committee, as does, and Ms. Brick chairs it. We had a presentation from Peter Lang at A&M Transportation Services and Mr.
McBeth.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And John McBeth, about how they're partnering together. And the transit district is going to be doing a study that'll be conducted for them by the Metropolitan Planning Organization to look at ridership and demographics and the like, to look at perhaps expanded hours.
Yeah, we've already had this discussion a couple of times with Mayor Byansky, because they've already been to council, and we'll continue to have this discussion with you and the other members of council as the citizenry gets out there. But I mean, in a big picture kind of deal, this is the sort of thing that as the city grows, you have to start struggling with those problems, which you certainly didn't have to do maybe when you first came on council.
Right. Right now, the ridership, their last hour, they average one person, you know, from their 6 to 7. So expanding evening hours doesn't seem to me, this is just my opinion, as reasonable as perhaps doing Saturday hours, since so many service workers work Saturdays as well.
Well, again, it's not a world that most of us live in, that we have to depend on others because we have our independent means of transportation. But At some point, government does have to step in and help those people who need to have mobility. But at the same time, I think we need to be good stewards and make sure that we don't we're not frivolous with the way that money's used.
Exactly.
Now, one of the other things, I know that there has to be legislative action taken in Austin, but where do we stand with hot funds that College Station may be able to use to help out with football, since the take it to the grid thing has had to move out of Post Oak Mall? Where are we there?
Well, I believe we're going to be using Veterans Park. And a hot tax would not cover the parking, but could perhaps cover the police and fire and EMS overtime that we pay to service the games.
Yeah, because you got to move the traffic in and out.
Yeah, and so it's part of, you know, the event planning. Or
from that standpoint?
Yeah, so I think we can use hot tax for that. Mm-hmm. That'd be about $300,000 for the season, yeah. So it's not insignificant.
Not at all. Anything else you got for us this morning?
Well, I also want to tell you that we have our bond election committee on transportation coming up
right.
On Monday,
is that right?
Monday, yeah. The 23rd,
yeah.
And that's going to be at the College Station Utilities Meeting and Training Facility on Graham Road at 7 o'clock.
So now, not necessarily that you would know the format, but do you have an idea as to how that's going to be done? We were discussing that the other day. I was discussing, I think, with Jay Sokol as to whether they are going to do their presentation first and then hear citizens, or do we know exactly how that format's going to run?
Do not know. We're certainly going to hear from the citizens. Now, whether they ask for the input first and then talk about what the committee's been looking at, or talk about what the committee's looking at and then get input, that's kind of up to Teddy Ellison, who's chairing that particular subcommittee.
Yeah, and again, I hope that there's something out there for. I know it can't be streamed, but you know, transportation obviously has an impact on everybody in Bryan College Station.
Absolutely.
And what we do with it, and where we go with it, and how those dollars are spent are going to be pretty important.
Yeah, and this is, we're looking at the entire city. We're looking at big capital improvements. We're not looking at putting speed bumps on somebody's street or fixing potholes. That's done through our regular
right.
budget.
This is big picture stuff.
Big picture stuff.
Got it. All right, that's coming up on the 23rd, and again, we'll obviously keep you up to date on it, but if you are a citizen and feel like you'd like to get some sort of input, there's your opportunity to do that. Anything else for us today?
Nope.
All right, that'll do it. Thank you for the time.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, and I'm sorry that the elevator wasn't working for you this morning. But
that's okay. I could use the exercise.
There you go. That's Mayor Nancy Berry. We visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at VanDykeRankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Remodeling is a story. It has a beginning, middle, and an end. The beginning is planning and design, the middle, quality construction, and the end, your happily ever after. If you're ready to write your story, we can help you get it done. Windham Construction provides good quality, dependability, and great results. Whether you want to remodel your kitchen or build an addition, it's a great time to get started. Call us today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. House Republicans have unveiled a budget proposal they say will eliminate federal deficits within 10 years, largely by overhauling Medicare and Medicaid and other social safety net programs. The plan would boost military spending through the use of emergency war funds that aren't subject to congressionally mandated spending caps known as the sequester. Congressman Tom Price of Georgia calls it a viable blueprint.
We responsibly lay out a plan for a healthy economy, an opportunity economy, one that opens the doors for people, not subjects them to the dictates of Washington, D.C.
But some others in the GOP and Democrats say the plan is an end run around the sequester. Hours ahead of a statement from the Federal Open Market Committee, stock futures pointing to a lower open as investors wait to see if the central bank can strike the right balance and not upset markets. We'll find out later if the Fed has taken a further step toward raising interest rates by taking out the word patient from its current policy statement. Then we'll get a news conference from Janet Yellen. That's Your Money Now.
A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in the bank. By morning, it was gone because of some identity thief. Imagine if a thief stole your life savings. No one can stop all identity theft, so here's what you do. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. So if some thief goes after your life savings, LifeLock's on it before the damage is done. Visit LifeLock.com now and enter promo code Gordon for 10% off. LifeLock.com. Network does not cover all transactions.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
The Aggie Report is next.
The Learfield Sports Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us in USA Today, online, and on Twitter at LS Directors Cup. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
Here is Jalen Jones with a three. Pinned
it. Is. Yep.
There's the three. It's a 10-point Aggie lead. Now it's 61-51. 81-64 is the final last night at Reed in the NIT for Texas A&M. They defeat Montana. They advance now to the second round. They will play Louisiana Tech. A day and time still to be announced. We should know that shortly. So follow the action on Aggie Athletics or to this radio station, the newspaper or television should get you up to date on the NIT. But the Aggies will beat Montana State, Montana last night. And for the Aggs, 25 points for Jalen Jones, 10 of 14 from the floor. We had three more players that went double figures. Jordan Green had 15, Alex Robinson 15. That is a career high. And 12 points for Peyton Allen. 8 rebounds in the game for both Jones and Courtney Robertson. And then for Alex Robinson, 8 assists in it. For the night, A&M for the night shot 58.2%, out-rebounded Montana 34-28. The Aggies get the win, 81-64. We'll advance now to the second round of the NIT. Congratulations to the Texas A&M baseball team. They are now 22-0. They won last night at Bluebell Park. Against Prairie View, 11-2, the final in that one. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Congratulations to Cornerstone Home Health, voted Best Home Health Agency in the 2014 Best of the Brazos. Cornerstone Home Health provides an effective continuum of care at home, from skilled nursing and therapists to loving caregivers to help with bathing, companionship, med management, Alzheimer's care, and more. Cornerstone Home Health brings many of the services offered in a hospital or nursing home to individuals in their own homes. Call Anthony Fava, Texas A&M Class of 06, for a free consultation, 776-5620. Cornerstone Home Health.
Introducing the gas test. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Our intestines are home to trillions of microorganisms, and scientists are discovering that this complex ecosystem inside us has a huge effect on our health. So how do we check up on our microbes? In the journal Trends in Biotechnology, engineer Kourosh Kalantar-Zadeh at RMIT University in Melbourne, Australia, suggests using a gas-detecting capsule that could be swallowed and then would sniff its way down our gut, reporting on various gases and their levels.
This type of gases under concentration changes, so we can use them as really nice biomarkers.
He says analyzing the gas we produce, or rather they produce, reveals what sorts of organisms are most active and the chemical processes in which they're engaged. This can provide insights into not only gastrointestinal disorders, but also many other conditions throughout the body. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Aggieland Carpet One presents the Don't Do It Yourself Flooring Sale.
Have you been thinking about replacing your old floors yourself?
Why?
When you can get expert advice on the right product and professional installation at affordable prices from the pros at Aggieland Carpet One. During our Don't Do It Yourself flooring sale, you can save up to 50% on selected stain-resistant carpet from Lee's and save up to $500 in instant rebates on selected hardwood, laminate, tile, and vinyl. Plus, you'll get Aggieland Carpet One's healthier living installation, the first truly antimicrobial flooring installation process. Come on in during our Don't Do It Yourself flooring sale and find out how easy it is to get the floor of your dreams.
Whatever your flooring needs, Aggieland Carpet One Flooring Home has you covered. Hurry in today. Our Don't Do It Yourself sale ends soon. Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
One of the hottest topics in consumer tech is saying goodbye to cable and satellite forever. I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up.
One of my favorite holidays is just around the corner, World Backup Day. So mark your calendars. By 3:31, make sure you have 365 backup from Carbonite. Carbonite's automatic backup protects all of your important data in the cloud all year long. And when you try or buy Carbonite during March, you'll be entered for a chance to win one of three tech prize packs, including a Surface Pro 3. Visit Carbonite.com today. Plus, get two free bonus months when you purchase Carbonite and use promo code Kim. I trust Carbonite to protect my irreplaceable data at home and here at the show. You should, too. Just try or buy Carbonite this month, and you could win a tech prize pack. Visit Carbonite.com. So do what I do. Back up your files to the cloud automatically and continually with Carbonite. Go to Carbonite.com right now and use offer code Kim to get your two free bonus months. Carbonite.com, offer code Kim.
No purchase necessary. Open to legal residents of the United States, 18 and older. Sweepstakes ends March 31st. Visit Carbonite.com for details and official rules, including how to enter for free. Void where prohibited.
Like all great things that come along and disrupt the tech world, like FM stereo radio and cars 50 years ago, cable TV 40 years ago, and HDTV just 10 years ago, the idea of tossing your satellite or cable started off slowly. You'd need to say goodbye to HBO, ESPN, and Fox News. But that was then. Today, with a new generation of small amplified indoor antennas, you get all your favorite local and network shows, plus most sports in HD, for free. Add streaming, and you get just about everything else. Apple just announced a new streaming service providing HBO, ESPN, and 10 other popular channels. HBO just announced its own too. NFL Sunday Ticket, Major League Baseball, and all the others are now streaming. Even DirecTV joined in. I've developed a website to tell you how to save money and cut the cable at CableGone.com. That's CableGone.com. Plus, get all the latest tech news updated all the time at Commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
WTAW News Time is 8:37. It's 62 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by WTAW News. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. The aggravated kidnapping of a local convenience store clerk from his store early yesterday morning ended yesterday afternoon hundreds of miles away in the Fort Worth Tarrant County area. College Station police said in a press release that a 36-year-old College Station man, Nathaniel Tillery, was taken into custody before 1:30 p.m. Tillery is suspected of forcing Kevin Garcia, a 55-year-old clerk at Drew's Exxon on the bypass at University Drive, into Garcia's own pickup and driving away from the store early yesterday morning. Over the past 18 years, Tillery has been arrested in Brazos County 16 times, according to jail records. He's charged with robbery, kidnapping, and assault, and is currently held on $520,000 bond in Tarrant County Jail. Police say Garcia was being treated by emergency personnel yesterday, but his exact condition was not released. More than 3 years after College Station annexed Welborn, the City Council approved an exception for Welborn commercial businesses at last week's meeting.
Consider allowing attached signs on existing commercial structures in the Welborn area without the owner having to seek a rezoning of the property.
Jennifer Prohaska, principal planner for planning and development, was asked if this was more than just housekeeping.
Looking at commercial signage that had been added to structures and the existing zoning of the property, we wanted to make sure it was in compliance with the Unified Development Ordinance, so decided to bring this forward as a housekeeping item, making those legal signs.
Prohaska says there's been no resistance on the item. In last week's regular meeting of the Bryan City Council, discussion about selling treated wastewater to private parties took place. Public Works Director Jason Barfnecht says with the decision to sell comes the risk of needing the water later.
We may need ourselves. And so as we go and market this water to, say, a Dow Chemical or somebody to the south, typically they want to know, is it a firm contract? Mm-hmm. And say, well, until we need it. When is that? Well, we don't know. And so, you know, that's one of the things that we need to define, because they might want a specific term for when they know that water is available to them.
BarfNet says they're researching potential customers and will bring back updated production numbers in April's meeting for the council to discuss further. Along with more rain and warmer temperatures forecast this week comes mosquitoes. The mosquitoes you see right after a big rain are called floodwater mosquitoes.
They lay their eggs in soil, and when it rains, they all hatch at the same time.
Mark Johnson, medical entomologist with the Brazos County Health Department, says floodwater mosquitoes will bite you, but do not typically transmit diseases.
The standing water mosquitoes, those are our primary disease vectoring mosquitoes. Those are the ones that transmit the West Nile virus, and those usually occur in greater numbers as the summer goes along.
Johnson advises practicing the four D's: drain standing water, dress in loose fitting, long sleeves and pants, avoid being outside at dusk and dawn, and use DEET or some other repellent. A mother and child will be monitored for the next few weeks in Amarillo for signs of Ebola. The two, who aren't from this country, were fine when they entered the U.S. from Liberia. They made it to Amarillo Monday, and the child ran a fever yesterday. Sonia Gross with the city of Amarillo says the two are now in isolation at Northwest Texas Hospital.
We don't obviously want to cause any alarm, but God forbid this does turn out to be Ebola. We want to make sure we do due diligence and make sure everyone's got the proper care, treatment, and information necessary to have a safe community.
And she says the fever could indicate a number of things, including the flu or an infection. Everything you're used to doing when you pay with a credit or a debit card is about to change.
As of October 1st, new cards which use a computer chip instead of the magnetic strip will start being used. It's a lot more secure, and Kevin Mullins of IBC Bank says your days of swiping the card are coming to an end.
Now you will dip that card into the reader, or you may wave it if it's got wireless capabilities.
And in many cases, you won't need to enter your PIN. Banks say that extra step is annoying for customers, and many of us have so many PINs we have trouble remembering them anyway. This is Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTW News time is 8:41. It's 62 degrees. We'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. You know us as Home of the Nice Guys. Let us show you why. We're not into high-pressure sales, but we are into finding you the right vehicle at a nice guy price. That's why our customers keep coming back to us again and again. So come shop our large selection of new and certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We have what you're looking for, and you'll get 1 year of tire rotations and oil changes free with Nice Guy Care. We're Douglas Nissan, Home of the Nice Guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station presents Kids in the Kitchen, Saturday, March 28th at South Knoll Elementary School, starting at 11:30. Kids of all ages will experience interactive recipes, cooking demos, activities, and more. Must be accompanied by an adult. Register online now at jlbcs.org.
It's 8:42, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Peach Creek Vineyards and Winery. Enjoy local wines in a peaceful country setting just south of College Station. Go to peachcreekvineyards.com.
Today looks to be a wet day across the region as an area of low pressure brings us showers and some thunderstorms. High temperatures today up to about 75. The showers and thunderstorms will taper off tonight as low pressure moves away. Lows near 60. Clouds may be a leftover shower too tomorrow, 75 to 80. Chance of showers tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms are back Friday afternoon, high 75 to 80. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There we are. Ben Downs here this morning.
I was wondering,
yes.
First of all,
yes.
Five flights is not as bad as you'd think it is.
You know,
on my knees with my gut, though,
yeah.
It was a bit of a challenge. But I looked to Mayor Barry for inspiration.
Well, she did it, didn't she?
She did.
She brought it home.
She yeah, but then again, she doesn't have my knees or my gut either.
Yeah,
you know, but
yeah.
Still. I said, well, if Mayor Barry can make it up five flights of stairs today,
yeah.
Can I do any less? Yeah. And I could, actually. I had to stop on the fourth floor and cough up blood for a while. But
they were putting a rest station in on floor three.
Could we have snacks brought in? Snacks
say,
and
donuts
and
on three would be great.
Yeah, donuts on three would be perfect.
A water station on three.
Yeah.
Well, we'd have somebody there from the building handing out little Gatorade things as
I like
climb
it as they
up
go
the
by.
Stairs, yeah.
It could give you a little RFID so you can get your time when you get up to the top.
Yeah. or or in my case, just write my social security number on my arm so they can identify me.
But I
was wondering, could you tell us the schedule again for your community segment? It was riveting radio.
It wasn't it? So what happens is normally Congressman Flores joins us on Wednesday.
Don't think I actually want to know, but go ahead. Yes.
So tomorrow we're booked up. We have Congressman Flores, then we have Senator Schwertner, and then the State Representative Rainey.
All at one?
Yeah, all together. Yeah, well, exactly.
That's a conference call.
They could finish each other's answers. No, we wouldn't do that. Yeah, but anyway, yes, but it's part of who we are. And then we had the mayor of one of the cities in this morning.
And put her through the WTAW Ironman Challenge.
Well, and again, and she, well, and she, I, did,
we didn't, we cut out the bicycle part because it was just going to get mud up and down her shirt.
Yeah. So, well, I was going to say, I don't know, do we need to have a disclaimer next time? You know, you're supposed to be here at such and such a time. Please note, elevator does not work. Be able to climb 5 flights of stairs to be our guest.
That's some serious dedication. Yeah, Mayor, it is. Thank you. Mayor's still here.
It would have been nice if they had a sign on the elevator that says not in operation.
Yeah.
Use stairs.
Yeah. Well, it's early yet.
Well, it was one of them was working this morning at 6:03 when I got here. So
you broke it.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Levi Douglas from Douglas Nissan. You know us as Home of the Nice Guys. Let us show you why. We're not into high-pressure sales, but we are into finding you the right vehicle at a nice guy price. That's why our customers keep coming back to us again and again. So come shop our large selection of new and certified pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. We have what you're looking for, and you'll get 1 year of tire rotations and oil changes free with Nice Guy Care. We're Douglas Nissan, home of the Nice Guys, off Highway 6 at University Drive.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Katie Dempsey, speaking with Carrie Haynes from Scotty's House about their primary fundraising event.
I'm Carrie Haynes, the executive director at Scotty's House, and we are busy gearing up for our second annual Great American Stakeout, which is on Friday, March 27th at Coulter Field. Tickets are $75 per person, and we are running very low. So if you're interested, give us a call at 979-703-8813 or visit our website at scottyshouse.org to get your tickets. The Great American Stakeout is a fun-filled event at Coulter Field where you come out and grill your own steak and have dinner in an airport hangar. We do have live music at the event. Karen Chavez and her band are going to be playing, so she is a fantastic entertainer and really helps get the crowd involved and make sure everybody can have some good music to dance to. All the proceeds from the event benefit Scotty's House, which is the Child Advocacy Center of the Brazos Valley. We assist law enforcement and child protective services in the investigation of child abuse. We provide forensic medical exams, forensic interviews, as well as counseling for families who have been impacted by child abuse.
And this is the only agency of its kind here in the Brazos Valley, is that right?
Yes, we are. We serve the 7 counties, and we are the only agency that does this in the 7 counties. And so we work with law enforcement, CPS, as well as the district attorneys in each county to effectively investigate and prosecute these cases. The Child Advocacy Center model is a team approach, so everyone works together to help get a good outcome for these children and their families. We only have 7 tickets left.
Oh my gosh, great problem to have.
Yeah, that is a great problem. We're trying to squeeze everybody in. We've already had to add 50 seats. I really encourage anyone who is interested in attending to give us a call so we can get them on the list.
With this event, whether you're coming out as an individual, you've got a table, you're a sponsor, or you're just participating in the raffle, you're helping kids right here in the Brazos Valley. And there are a lot of ways to do that.
There is. We have a live auction at the event. We have some great packages that will be there. We also have an opportunity for people who maybe the live auction is a little too pricey. It's called Cards of Hope, and so they can actually purchase a card that goes to directly support services we provide. So they can buy a series of counseling sessions for a child and their family. They can pay for a forensic interview or a forensic medical exam, just to help people really kind of get a better understanding of what we do.
So can you give us a website for people looking for more information on the event or Scotty's House in general?
Yeah, so there's information about the Great American Stakeout as well as Scotty's House and our services on our website, which is scottyshouse.org, and that's S-C-O-T-T-Y-S-H-O-U-S-E.org.
Join Scotty's House for the Great Stakeout, happening on a Friday night, March 27th, from 6:30 to 10:30. If I had to guess, tickets will be sold out at the end of today. So if you want to go, make sure you get them today. Check out that website or visit BrazosLife.com for more information. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
Have you heard? There's a clean, modern venue with ample meeting space in town, and it's yours, the Brazos County Expo. From business meetings and banquets to large-scale conferences and trade shows, the Brazos County Expo is the perfect space for your event. Drawing attendees is easy. 80% of the Texas population lives within 180 miles of our community. The Brazos County Expo. It's local. It's yours. Book it. Call 823-3976 or visit BrazosCountyExpo.com for more information.
Newstalk 1620, WTAW, about 10 minutes till. So an Australian study has found that dogs were better at following cues to a hidden treat after being given some love hormone. That's oxytocin. The findings proved the best clues yet on how dogs might have evolved to be man's truly best friend. Also could help pave the way for breeding dogs that respond even better to human cues.
Oh.
Discovery News said a study adds to the mounting evidence that oxytocin is involved in bonding between humans and dogs. One study found that simply petting and talking to a dog for just 3 minutes can increase oxytocin levels in the bloodstreams of both the humans, which we pretty much knew, but in the dogs as well.
Hmm.
So that's pretty neat. Of course, you know, what the dog whisperer boy Cesar Berland tells us is, of course, the dog will forget a minute from then after he turns around and walks away. But that's not true. I mean, you think about it. When is your dog not happy to see you?
You know, people, like all the experts, say that apparently dogs don't have good memories. Or
yeah,
they don't
right.
have, they can't remember that. Oh, they remember.
I do. Yeah, I believe that's exactly right. I believe that's very true, that they do remember that. They do know what certain words mean. And, for instance, when we walked the dogs, one of the I hate to tell this story, but when we go walk the dogs, I like to chew gum.
Okay.
Just to
okay.
prove that I can walk and chew gum. At the same time, right? Anyway, we have a special place where we keep the gum. And when I go to that cabinet, the dogs know it's time to go to the door.
Aha. Uh-huh.
You know, they get into that routine. So they've got the routine.
But you said before that the scientist's position is they're trained to do that, not that they remember
right.
that.
Yes.
And there
yes.
is a subtle difference. Sort
there
of like
is.
You does your mattress remember where your butt is at night?
Okay.
Or have you trained it to have that divot?
Okay. You're talking to the bed again. Yeah. True. That's exactly right. But and of course, animals do like routine. There is no doubt. Makes their life easier. Probably makes our life easier too. But it's he's back.
Uh-oh.
He's back.
Well, we should switch to cats. I've trained my cats.
Well, no, I'll tell you. Now, that's an interesting thing. That's an interesting thing because I was the greatest show on radio is called Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. It's a it's
oh
a,
yeah.
Okay. Saturday morning, last Saturday, they were discussing
on
how
a station
cats
that is not ours.
That's true. It's not. That's we just because we can't get it. Mm-hmm. There is research apparently that cats do forgive. Do you believe that?
Uh-uh.
Okay. Okay.
Now, they may forget.
No. Okay.
But
right.
if they can remember it, they're oh.
In fact, what they said is, and the question said, alone among all animals, cats can do this. And, of course, Roy Blunt said, how could they be alone among all animals? But that's what Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me is all about, is talking like that. But you don't believe so, huh?
Wait a minute. I don't get that.
Okay.
Alone among...
Yeah. How could it be alone among all animals?
So it's full of dad jokes? Is that what you're
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So so there. Experts
that's
say...
the weirdest little dog that I've ever seen that the animal shelter has.
Oh, I...
Now, oh, you should take a peek down the hall. I know.
Okay. That's that's not the animal shelter. That's another group.
Oh,
what's it called?
Sorry.
Safely Home. What?
Long Way Home.
Long Way. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, sorry.
What makes it odd, Ben? Please tell us.
Oh, it's just it doesn't have any hair and it's shaking.
Whoa!
Sounds like some people up here.
Yeah.
Do you want to sell or trade your vehicle without all the headaches it usually takes? No. At Allen Honda, your one-stop shopping place, we are buying pre-owned vehicles of every kind every day. Want to trade up or lower your payments? This is your opportunity. Stop by Allen Honda for a free evaluation of your current vehicle. However, you better make haste. We only have until the end of the month to grow our inventory. Take big advantage of this time-sensitive matter and come by Allen Honda today.
Do you often feel anxious, experience sleepless nights, or wake with your mind racing? Are you overwhelmed by school or work? There is someone here locally that can help. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health offers free assessments 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and accepts most insurance plans. If you are struggling with anxiety, call 979-703-8848 or visit rockprairiebh.com. Rock Prairie Behavioral Health, helping families put their lives back together, one piece at a time.
Hi, Lance Lindsay here with Brazos County Bank. We invite you to come by and meet our friendly staff. We are located in Bryan at the intersection of Boonville Road and Copperfield Drive. Scott Henniger and I are both longtime residents and experienced bankers with deep roots in the Bryan College Station community. We value our solid reputation of excellent customer service, and we have competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. We want to be your lender. Brazos County Bank, deep roots, new ideas.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC. An equal housing lender.
Planning a business trip undoubtedly conjures up visions of long lines, connecting flights, and lost luggage. But you can say so long to all of that with Brazos Valley Flight Services, offering charter flights from Easterwood to both major and small local airports in a 500-mile radius of College Station. And you won't even have to think about luggage because you can turn that two-day trip into a one-day trip. So book your next business trip with BVFS. Call 979-260-6322 or click BVFS.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan.
Hi, Jan. I'm starting a personal finance blog, and my first article is about saving big.
So you're calling about our sales event?
Exactly. I want to let my readers know that they can get a great deal on a new Toyota.
That's right. We have low APR financing as well as leasing deals on a bunch of models, like the bold 2015 Camry and rugged Tundra.
I'm also going to mention that Toyota's got a lineup of fuel-efficient cars that'll stretch their dollar.
True. Like the Corolla and fuel-sipping Prius.
Now I just need a catchy name.
How about the guru of green? Greenbacks, the maven of moolah, the connoisseur of coin. Wait, the Duke of Wellington.
Maybe I'll just go with my first idea.
What's that?
Frank's Money Blog.
Yeah, that works too.
Right now, during the One for Everyone sales event, lease a new 2015 RAV4 LE for $199 a month for 24 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states, ends 3/31/15.
Since 1933, we've been your hometown bank.
Got a check to deposit but don't have time to go to the bank? Brenham National Bank solves your problem with Snap Deposit. Just snap a picture of that check and touch deposit. You're done. Snap Deposit from BNB.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
Member FDIC.
About 3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Traffic's better this week. We know that. It's going to be even better today since folks at the university get some time off as well. So you can basically careen from curb to curb on Texas Avenue just about any place you want. But what we're missing, of course, is those people who don't pay attention when they're driving. And we can talk about that all the time.
It happens all the time.
This is scary. This is scary, and it comes from Harvard, so it must be true, because they're not very good in sports, but they're pretty good in thinky stuff. People's...
Hey, they made the NCAA tournament.
They did.
And we didn't,
They beat Yale. Their white guys beat the other white guys. Anyway, people spend 46.9% of their waking hours thinking about something other than what they're doing.
I completely agree with that. I think it might even be more than that.
47% of your time, you're thinking about something other than what you are doing. Now, one of the things that we have to do is pretty much when the microphone's on, we need to be focused on what's happening here. Now,
oh, yeah.
We have to multitask, but I try to have some stuff planned ahead so that we can go to a break when we need to or have the next story ready. But I don't think about that as being something other than what I'm doing. I mean, maybe I'm wrong. Is that thinking about something other than what you're doing? But 47% of the time, this Harvard study says, unlike other animals, humans spend a lot of time thinking about what isn't going on around them, contemplating events that happened in the past, might happen in the future, or may never happen at all. Interestingly, your mind is most likely to wander when you are doing simple tasks or doing nothing at all. Seems your brain needs to keep itself active. So if you're not fully engaged in the moment, your brain occupies itself by wandering around. It appears the more you allow your mind to wander, the unhappier you are overall.
Oh, man.
This is strong evidence in support of what is called mindfulness,
yeah.
The ability to live in the moment and focus on the here and now.
As opposed to cerebral idling.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Hello?
So does driving down the road, listening to you guys count?
No, no, you're paying attention. But that is so true. If you are in a good situation, being aware of that is so important, especially job-related as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
You hate to look back and go, man, it was great when I worked at such and such company, but I don't work there anymore. Anyway, all right, we're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station. Brian.
Fox News.